OTR, mobile.
Good morning, Tom, and for ZLK.
Good morning, Shane. Here our resident pedophile, which we'll just talk over. Well, we're just headed for a dock. I think we're just passing Little Lake Cunningham Bridge here by our place. And we got to go down on Verde Boulevard. Anywhere near Woodruff, it just sucks.
That's pretty good, Tom. It's good. I'd like to get my hands on a particular person, too. Anyway, I'm good. I'm running my trailer out, and I don't know if that's going to be possible today, but I've got good AC in the truck, so I should be fine. I hope you guys have a good day.
Yep, we're going to do fine. I hate these early morning doctor's appointments, but it is nice out here, I'll say that. And, oh, gracious, are we going to Amy's, Bernice?
Yeah.
Have you got her stuff?
Yeah, I got it.
We didn't get to go down there the other night to the daughter's because of the weather. It really poured down last night for a short while and just stayed over us, you know, like those intermittent thunderstorms, pop-ups, they call them down here. We got 1 inch in a short amount of time.
I was going to get caught in one last night, and I jumped out, and it was starting to rain. I hooked up the trailer and then ran inside to pick up. They weren't ready. And it was just pouring down while I was inside there, and I was able to miss most of it. That said, we got some good lightning at home. She was out with Ada, one of my granddaughters, and the dog and the UPS driver showed up, and they were talking, and a lightning bolt hit behind him, kind of off in the woods. And the UPS driver and the dog scrambled up onto the porch, and Ada just acted like nothing had happened. A little three-year-old, she just like she didn't even notice, wasn't even bothered by it.
Dogs and cats and that, they don't like it at all. Amy sent me a picture the other night of her. She's babysitting a dog for the neighbors, some kind of something noodle. It's a beautiful dog. And they were all three just sitting right at her feet there in the chair while she was watching TV. Dogs, I feel sorry for them. They just do not like thunderstorms. Well, I'm passing W4. DJW's abode here, his edition here, this Silver Ridge edition, and there's a beautiful horse farm here. But yeah, I've been trying to get them to give me the address, because they got it, and yeah, turned it into the police, and the FBI, and a few other things, and but they won't give it to me, right? I'll get it out of somebody one of these days, and when I do, I hope he leaves his soul to God, because the rest is mine.
But yeah, our dog is really good inside the house or on the porch. Any kind of thunderstorm, she just sits there and watches it. But I think she was out in the yard, and this one was close. Our son used to have a German Shepherd that, boy, she could not stand thunderstorms. And if they weren't home, she actually tore through their bedroom door. It was one of those really cheap, particle board, real thin, real lightweight doors, kind of like an old closet door somebody put on the bedroom. She ripped through that door because during a thunderstorm, which was terrible. But anyway, she's not around anymore. They had to put her down a few years ago, but I felt so bad for her when there was ever a thunderstorm. Big old German Shepherd, beautiful dog, but did not like thunderstorms.
Yeah, we had lightning hit, Shane, one door down. From us, well, it's been about a weekend at Bernie's. And it took out a fuse on the transformer there. But I was I went to the front door, and it's all glass. And thankfully, it's got Solarex on it that I put on it. And it reflects the sunlight, that silver coating, you know. And I was looking out when that lightning hit one door down, and it just blinded me for a short time. It was like a flashbulb in your face, you know. But ours didn't go off. I was surprised. And we had that happen several years ago, and it just took us out and didn't take anybody else out. And I walked out to the pole and looked up. And if you look up, you can see those fuses, and there's a skinny little wire, bare wire, that goes from the fuse up to the top wire. And the top wire is always the high voltage side. Ours is 12,600 volts, I think. And it'll just be hanging there like a banjo string or something curled up, you know. And so you can always tell if you got a blown fuse on the high voltage side of the transformer. It's right above the transformer on the pole. This is N0 TR.
I've never seen them replace it, though. I don't know how they do that. They've got a pole they just attach it with. But one more story, and then I'm on. It's real quick, and then I got to drop this trailer. I let Blossom out, our lab, the other morning to use the bathroom, and she was on the front porch, and she walked out and then jumped into the yard and barked really, really loud and kind of stood there. And right after she barked, right on the other side of the hedges, a bear barked back at her, and then he kind of moved off into the woods. But it was funny because she looked at me when he did that, and she started wagging her tail really hard and then ran back in the house. And good morning, Miss Bernice.
That's funny. I didn't know what kind of noise the bears made other than roaring.
KB2HXS.
Yeah, they'll do a huff. You know, kind of like a bark. And they'll huff and spit and blow air and stuff like that. But anyway, good morning, Dave. I'll turn to you. That's for it. Okay.
See you later, Shane. Go ahead, Dave.
And Bernice, the cookie maker. I heard you guys in there. I'm about a minute or two from my location, so I just want to say good morning. And I got a bear story. I was on my way bear hunting one day upstate New York, and my buddy and I driving along, and we come off the exit, and the sign said bear left. So we turned around and went home.
You got Bernice laughing on that one, Dave.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shoot. Bear left. Well, if you stop by, we got some German nut roll. It looks like, what would you call it? Yeah, and she says a nut roll. I guess it's for me. But anyways, it looks like about something about 6 inches in diameter, only it's not exactly round, and it's got this nut configuration in it that's really, really, really fine. And, oh, man, with a cup of coffee, that's far uptown as you can get. And we'd give you a couple of pieces if you stop by. You're up in that area. But she made another batch of oatmeal cookies, and I think she got them a little too crisp this time, but they're edible. I had two this morning before I headed for this doctor's appointment. Go ahead.
Go in here, or did he duck out?
He was dropping a trailer, so he's out of here for now, Dave.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you for those cookies. Those cookies barely made it home. I had a couple left, but that was about it.
Chad, when he used to drop by, and I wish he would again, Bernice misses him dearly, and so do I. She'd give him some cookies or other goodies that she'd made, and one day he'd come over and we had biscuits and gravy, and she makes the biscuits all homemade. And boy, he snarfed that up, and but he'd never quite get home to share them with the wife. That was Chad.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I talked to Chad on here last week. Oh, listen, folks, I got to let you go. I'm about to turn on to my customer's block here, and I got to get here and get going. Jimmy should be right behind me, I think. I haven't heard him on just yet. But you have a good day there, Tom. N0TR. And Shane, if you're listening, I'll talk to you later. KB2HXS.
M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M-M Thanks again, and tell Jimmy hi for us. Boy, it looks foggy down towards Greenville. We're going down to a doctor's appointment just for a regular checkup. See you later. This is NZ0T Hartford.
All right, sir. We'll catch you later. KB2A checks.